Well, it's that time of year, one of the saddest days of the year for a lot of us, and that is when the Christmas tree in all its splendor has to be undecorated and taken down, and it's time to get that thing and all of its needles out of your house and to the tree recycler. The city of Chicago's got 27 locations now till the 17th. You can see all of them at WGNradio.com. But there are alternatives, which I will tell you about after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. Okay, there are alternatives to taking your Christmas tree to a recycling center.
There's several good ways you can use a old Christmas tree.
That's USDA Extension Forester Charlie Barton, and here's where the business of food comes in. It isn't food for you, though.
We quite often will take a leftover tree and tie it up to the corner of the deck right near our bird feeder, and so it gives a place for the birds to perch and to get out of the wind on a cold night.
And if you don't have a bird feeder, you can
make the tree itself into a big bird feeder by stringing popcorn or putting peanut butter in a pine cone, rolling in seeds, or putting extra bacon grease into a cut orange or grapefruit halve, and the birds will come and peck out that and eat some of the fruit and eat some of the fat too.
Or if you have a yard and have cold sensitive plants that need a little more mulch to make it through the winter,
take a clipper and clip off all the branches and use the boughs as extra mulch around some of your semi-hardy perennials, some of the flowers or rose bushes in the garden.
Another idea, if you have a pond or there's one nearby, do what Tony Soprano might have done.
We just usually take a half a cinder block or so and a stout piece of rope to tie it onto the base of the tree and sink it into a pond. Kind of acts like a mini coral reef. Plants will grow around on the branches, and that'll attract young fish and small minnows like that, and the larger fish will come in to the shade and the shelter provided by the sunken tree.
But good golly, whatever you do, do not burn it in your fireplace.
The tree can make little explosions and send sparks across the room.
Nope, don't do that. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.